from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Now listen up.
Now let's take a look at what's going on in Tiffany's world.
This ain't funny.
With TB's Time Out on the Morning Shift.
Why did you, Squid, why did you, you just put your forehead on the mic and...
Because you just, I don't know, sometimes you just can't not do the things it is you do. Like take shots.
Becomes Robbie Trouble.
We don't have to kill one person to build up another.
I wasn't going
to
kill anybody. I'm saying I wish Jim Leland would have been the Braves manager during those years where they were stringing together all the division titles as my perpendicular fist goes from 12 to 6. Yay, Jesus. Division titles.
You, sir, are a trouble starter.
Robbie Trouble. Are you trying to tell me that the 90s Braves would have won more than one World Series?
Yes.
That's what you're saying?
Had Joe Torre or Jim Leland been their manager.
Don't you dare talk about Bobby like that.
I don't have got a problem. Bobby,
he's a,
as far as you know.
He's a national treasure.
Oh, okay.
I do have a lot of love for Leland, though. You ever see the Jim Leland videos?
I have a ton of love
him,
for Jim Leland.
Him and Barry Bonds.
Yeah, him chewing out Barry Bonds spring training.
Oh, my gosh, dude. So good. Oh, it's so good.
Smoking his heaters in the dugout.
Did they, now the Jim Leland rule that you cannot smoke in the dugout is literally because of Jim Leland. He would just sit there smoking in the dugout, which was the greatest thing. I just love the fact that when the Marlins hire him, he tells him, he says, you know what? He gives him a notepad of players. If you give me these players, I'll win the World Series this year. And they went and got as many of those players as they could. Jim Leland wins the World Series. And then, of course, the Marlins did what it is the Marlins do, and they promptly tore the team apart.
Well, he was the Pirates manager when the Braves did beat him back-to-back NLCS.
Yeah.
I still think Jim Leland would have won more
World
Series.
Can't believe Bobby was able to pull that off, huh?
You know, when I saw this list of four...
Doesn't mean Jim Leland wouldn't have won one more World Series, though. Those are two unequal things, but nice try.
Four Hall of Famers. I looked at this and I said, oh, man, there's two quarterbacks on here. Like, that was my first reaction. You got Joe Mauer, who was a heck of a quarterback.
He was like the greatest high school athlete ever.
Right.
First ballot Hall of Famer, well deserved.
And then Todd Helton, who was very famously Peyton's backup or whatever at Tennessee and was a heck of a
quarterback. Did Peyton take over for Todd Helton?
Might have.
I think Helton came in first and maybe played a game or two, and then Peyton took it. Yep. I had to double check. But
that was my first reaction. I looked at it and go, oh, two quarterbacks. Two really, really good quarterbacks. And I'm a huge fan of Adrian Beltre. I had him on my fantasy team for what seemed like 8 years. Yep. Guy was just as consistent as it comes. And you always see the videos, people touching his head, him kind of losing his mind, and people kind of rub his noggin a little bit, and he kind of goes off the deep end. But
well, I'm going to go to Cooperstown. I'm going to steal Todd Helton's Hall of Fame bus because he doesn't belong and he played in Colorado. Let's hear from him being a lucky man.
It's not a home run record, though. You know what I mean?
I don't care.
The rewards that have come to me from baseball are beyond the wildest dreams of a young rookie coming out of the University of Tennessee. I know I'm a lucky man. All I can say is thank you to everyone whose support helped me get here. And thank you for this tremendous honor.
I'm kind of kidding. I think all of his peers say Todd Helton was a great player, should be in the Hall of Fame.
I was going to say.
I just wanted to crap. That's what a lot of people think, though. Well, you played in Colorado after your career. You know, it's advantageous to play out there, hit out there in that altitude.
Those Rockies teams that were like kind of at the beginning of his career, those ones, there are some suspect. You know, the Larry Walker era, the Andres Galarraga era.
Larry Walker is one of the greatest.
Yeah, I know.
Ever.
Well, and that's kind
of
my point.
Bad man.
That's kind of my point, though. When you're, you look at
Vinny
stuff.
Castillo, was it Dante Bichette?
Bichette, that's the name I was trying to think of. I had a lot of
Galarraga.
There was some squads out there, man.
Oh yeah, man.
I mean,
bombers.
You know what's funny is I know a lot of people that wanted to kill Larry Walker and say he doesn't deserve in it, and I just completely disagree with that too. I mean, Larry Walker is a Hall of Famer.
There's no doubt. I mean, there was a year, was it 99 or 98, when it was Larry Walker and Chipper Jones and Tony Gwynn. It wasn't like a three, home run guy. They were all seeing who could hit over like 350.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it was just insane, the numbers that all those guys were putting up. But Tony Gwynn, obviously, always known for that. Larry Walker, though, to a lesser extent, man, just a dude that could absolutely square a ball up in his prime, for sure.
And Jim Leland's speech was very good and heartfelt. He's kind of a feisty dude, but he's also very, very sentimental and emotional, too. Very, very interesting character and just a great manager. One of my all-time favorite.
Like a seared steak, right?
Yeah.
Just a nice. Tough outer edge, but in the middle, still medium rare.
Well, we have training camp starting, that would be Wednesday, wouldn't it, gentlemen? Going to be up there all the time.
Yeah, it's over. The off season is over.
The off season is over, my friend. Josh Kendall, five best and worst case scenarios for the Falcons this season. Well, we're going to get into that because football is posturing to inundate our lives completely. Wednesday, training camp. We're the flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons, Sports Radio 929 again.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.